Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
It's pure and simple, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Betfair. It's the bloody FA Cup final tomorrow. It's Friday, the 2nd of June. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Jim Campbell.
I'm Andy Brassel.
And I'm Pete Donaldson. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a very special Football Ramble Preview. Not live, from the Wembley Stadium changing rooms, Jim Campbell.
We've never been live, and we've never been broadcasting from the Wembley Stadium changing rooms.
So one is a first, one is very much, as it always is. You might hear a very sort of little pleasing echo in here, but we're here in the very spot that Pep Guardiola will be being really, really weird on Saturday.
I said changing rooms, we're in just one.
Two in one, two in the other. On a Zoom live link.
I'd love that if they made them all get changed together. Just imagine the mind games.
I can't.
But I mean, you would say so we're in the Man City dressing room at Wembley. This is going to be full of
the
people.
The dressing room Man City are using. It may feel like their dressing room in recent years.
I will say, I mean, how many seats is there in this room?
There's enough.
Have you counted them? I reckon there's probably about 40.
Right.
That's good. Probably might know. He just shakes his head. Right, good, fine.
Well, hang on, give him a moment and he'll count, okay? I'm stalling for you, pal.
So there's about 40 seats in this room. Right. And I know for a fact that one of the plugs doesn't work.
Oh.
Which is the unlucky player on Man City's squad It's going to be Jack Grealish.
And as we saw midweek, some of the Sevilla players doing a little selfie with the Europa League trophy, that'll catch on. I've not seen that before. Man City players or Manchester United players, because Manchester United, they're in contention.
They're still in this match.
They're still fighting for this cup, okay, at the time of recording. One of them is going to go up there and go, oh, no,
it's not working. I can't.
And it's going to hold up the line. It's going to cause an incident. Andy, the tabloids are going to have a field day.
You see, I was assured we would do the second half of this show from the Manchester United dressing room. Are you going to let the listeners down by making us stay in here for the whole show?
If only it was my choice, Em. All I know is...
it's Pete R. Guardiola.
I'll tell you why we're really in here, Andy. It's because this was the Sheffield Wednesday dressing room for the League One playoff final. And I'm basing that on the whiteboard over there, which has the Sheffield Wednesday starting lineup still.
Nice. How we figured that one out?
Yeah, well, Windass is playing in the hole. So I assume it was...
Michael Smith leading the line. It shows that you need a Wimbledon or ex-Wimbledon player to thrive in this situation.
How have they got a mention, eh? Wimbledon or Old Wembley? Okay, that's when they had their
time. No. It has since been Wombley.
Right.
2016 playoff final?
I'm forgetting.
Yeah, you are forgetting.
Losing Spurs in the FA Cup, hitting the bar at 0-0?
Hitting the bar at 0-0. That's loser talk, Andy.
Well, it normally is when you're a League Two team playing a Premier League
enough,
team.
Fair enough.
Well, Marcus, for me, this is very much exercising a lot of demons because me and I think Luke played a game in the close season at New Wembley. And,
good to specify close season.
Close season, yeah. Just, all right, I ran on the pitch.
Yeah,
I got poleaxed by a steward.
You scored Wigan's winning goal, didn't you?
I won a penalty in an 11-a-side match and gave it to someone else to score.
Right.
And I think back to that time. I'll never have that opportunity.
No,
yes,
Peter.
Until I break away from my handler this afternoon.
Which one's of us is his handler? I just think you're the Juan Roman Riquelme of the Ramble. You're all about the assists.
Yeah,
and you do
exactly.
get an assist now, I think, if you win a penalty, do you?
Is that true?
I think maybe in fantasy football they might have changed that.
Right,
I don't know.
Okay.
And if they haven't, they bloody should do. Think how many times, Jim, Arsenal have been changing in these changing rooms and
loads.
Gone on to lift those trophies.
Loads of times.
Yeah, all right, we're not bothered. tomorrow, no less, Manchester City, of course, play at Manchester United in the FA Cup. Manchester United, they're just trying to maintain their record, Jim, have been the only English side to do the treble.
Yes.
And that is more important than winning the FA Cup, I feel, for some Man United fans.
In a weird way, yeah. It's also, it's really easy to forget that Man United won the match the last time they met. They beat them 2-1 in whenever it was, January. So I think everyone sees a treble as a foregone conclusion for Man City. I don't necessarily think it's going to be as simple as that. I think this is going to be a bit of a battle. And I'm not sure who I'm leaning towards as winners, actually. I think Man United have got more of a chance than people are giving them. I really do.
But Man City are still favourites, though. There's no two ways
they are,
about
but I don't think
reasons.
there is heavy favourites as people are making out. People are chatting like Man United are some sort of mid-table team that City are just going to steamroller. I think they've got more about them than that.
FA Cup finals, don't they? They turn favourites into ultra favourites.
Yeah.
I think because of the magnitude of the occasion, really. And like, how many times have we seen 6-0s in FA Cup finals? But City-Watford, it's the only one you can think of really off the top of your head, isn't it?
I was doing my own personal research up at the Etihad.
Is this anything to do with football?
I went to watch Coldplay.
Okay.
And right. at the Etihad. And it's the first time I've been to the Etihad, actually. It was quite nice, quite interesting.
What a way to see it.
A lot of the kind of rabble-rousing quotes on the wall of the Etihad are all about, like, Sunderland fans being good and stuff.
What?
Yeah, there was this one that was... one that was on the wall, I can't find my phone right now, but it was literally, he's going, oh, my first match at the Etihad was watching the Sunderland fans were really good and really loud. And I was like, this is on the walls of the Etihad. This is not inspirational to Man City fans.
Meant to inspire, that's weird.
Yeah, very weird. But when I was coming down the motorway, I did spot, driving down the motorway, I did spot a Manchester United bus.
Right.
So it looks like they're repositioning their bus, presumably to pick up the players from the airport. Cause I can't imagine there were footballers going down the M4. I don't really know what was that? M1, is it right? But I do sort of think that I can sort of confirm that they are on course to be here. I've not seen Man City team or their team bus, so we know for certain that Man United bus is going to be here. And that's going to set them in good stead for the
final.
I've
heard people have a go at us for not having insider information before.
Yeah, ITKS. Yeah,
I understand. But so
and Coldplay finished with Fix You, so.
They finished with
they
that.
They finished the set, we'll fix you.
My goodness. How many encores did they do?
It was a sort of rolling encore. I think Tim Booth from James was supposed to be coming up to sing a song, but...
No, he was just shouting, sit down, we've
got
enough.
I think he got COVID.
Thank you, Jim. That was very much a 90s gag.
It was good, though.
You are a 90s gag.
The gag that keeps on gagging. So the takeaway from that is that Manchester United will turn up for the final.
Yeah, so they're exactly. They're 3-0 up in a way, aren't they?
Yeah, they're
well,
up
in a way. I mean, I'm just glad they're taking the bus because the train strikes are going to cause an absolute exactly. mayhem.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be it's going to be chaotic this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Well, speaking of chaos, Jim, apparently Sprinter stewards are going to be deployed at Wembley to prevent Just Stop Oil protesters running onto the pitch. Yeah. So you're not your
special
normal steward.
Sprinter stewards.
Yeah, yeah.
So not like big guy kind of tripping over a little bit, slipping over and not managing to grab someone. This is someone who's really like track and field expert.
Yeah. You say that, but Nolsey has made himself available for selection. So we might see that.
He's not no sprinter.
Well, you know.
That man's not sprinting
anywhere.
He just
wants to be involved.
Yeah, he'll stand at the top of the stairs. He will not sprint anywhere.
With the correct footwear, we must hope right. as well.
Well, I think that's what it essentially means, isn't it? They're going to be giving running
spikes,
shoes.
And running spikes.
Sent on your way.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of planes at football.
Have we?
Is there anything to stop Just Up Oil, like hiring a duster? Flying it over Wembley.
I thought you were saying maybe someone
paint
could
over the
parachute
pitch.
Down and intercept the protesters.
Yeah. I thought you
nick the ball.
I thought you were saying like the stewards are going to have to fly something up or shoot it down. Yeah, I didn't think of that. A crop duster. Yeah, that, I tell you what, if they did that, fair play.
Yeah.
I think everyone would go.
I think you'd be more within your rights to sort of go, I mean, you are flying a plane.
True.
Like, I'm not usually about this in this sphere. I think, you know, you've got to be part of capitalism to destroy it.
Thank you very much. I see you've got a phone, Pete.
Yeah. And when are you going to destroy it? Because you're very much enjoying it at the moment.
Love oil. Love it. Yeah. Delicious oil. Old dinosaur guts.
I'm not talking about snake oil. It's a different thing. Well, we shall see if they do. I mean, it would be a crop glider, maybe, to sort of stay within their parameters. Speaking of strange things, Edison has revealed that he wears the same pair of underwear for every game across the season. Dirty boy.
I think he washes them.
Yeah, I mean, they don't play every day, do they? It's not like they're playing the morning and afternoon.
Yeah, do you never wear the same pair of underwear twice, Marcus? Is that what we're learning?
I've washed them
like
in
one
between.
Of those rich sultans.
Yeah, exactly. Give this to charity.
I demand a fresh microphone for everyone.
Wasn't that the big thing with Prince Charles? He'd get a pair of socks every morning, a new pair of socks. And that was his little...
That's very Blackadder the Third, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what you're basing that on. You're thinking he's Hugh Laurie.
I genuinely thought that was the case.
No, but I thought Edison, he was like, he wouldn't wash them because you do get some players with some weird rituals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they? Well, perhaps I'm being unfair to older Eddie.
It's more unpleasant, I think, for an outfield player because like he does less running, let's be honest. Probably he only gets 18 games of sweat in 38 league games.
You're going to get thrush. You're just going to get thrush if you don't wash them. There's no way he's not washing them.
And that goes for Lucas' bottles as well. Like you can get oral thrush. Thrush
if you keep using the same one?
Keep using the same one.
Well, any bottle, really.
Why Lucas Aid?
It's a big risk for asthmatics with their inhalers.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Again, you heard it here first.
Yeah. We're getting so much stuff out.
We are. Anthony Martial will miss the final. I don't think it's for any sort of bottle sharing
fungus.
Or thrush reasons, but he will miss the final. So all eyes on that man, Marcus Rashford, Andy, who could add to his 30 goals this season. Erik ten Hag highlighted fitness and motivation as the two things that have helped get the best out of Rashford this season. If only it was that simple.
And fabric softener.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But he's been brilliant. He's been absolutely brilliant, Brassel. Not even you could deny that.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Yeah.
I'm very much a fan.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about it, or I definitely talked about it at the start of the season, the fact that maybe the answer for United in the centre-forward position was within, and maybe it was him. Mm. And that's been a huge part of it, hasn't it?
But do you prefer him more direct down the centre, which he doesn't often play, or coming in off from the flank? Because off the flank, he's been devastating.
Yeah, that's true. But I think we saw with Thierry Henry, if we're talking of like Premier League greats, it doesn't have to be an either-or, does it?
A comparison to Thierry Henry. Mm. Are we going to see Wout Fiegel? Do you think we could Wout Fiegel's playing just behind, you know, and breaking through the centre?
Oh, don't try and say it to me.
If we're going back to Arsenal.
No.
Why not?
I recorded on the continent today. I don't want to think about Wout Weghorst at all.
Come on.
What dressing room are you going to be doing that from?
All right, well, let's have a little bit of a continental flavour with this shout. And it's been reported this week that Neymar wants to join Manchester United in the summer and will refuse a move to any other club.
Well, this is supposedly connected to a potential Qatari takeover of Manchester United, isn't it?
Right.
Because...
That'd be nice, won't it?
I mean, as the question has always been for the last year and a half, how can PSG possibly get rid of Neymar if your brother buys a club? Yeah. I think is the most obvious, or your neighbour is the most obvious answer to that.
It's like flipping a car, isn't it? Oh, my brother will have it. Yeah. Right. It's got no engine. Shut up.
It's a rewind.
I don't need details.
Well, I mean, if they got Neymar, would it put Mason Mount's nose out of joint, Jim?
I don't think so. They don't play in exactly the same sort of position, do they? Apparently, he's agreed terms today. That's a fascinating. The fee for Mason Mount is fascinating for me at the moment. What? And this is happening with a lot of players. The fee being quoted is £60 million, but he's got like a year left on his contract. It's like, how have we got to the point where a player with a year left on his contract can still be £60 million?
Yeah, but I suppose it was the danger that anyone else comes in and pinches him.
So you think they're paying over the odds deliberately?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Andy, were you going to say something to help me?
Are you suggesting that Chelsea are going to become good at selling players? I mean, that would be the ultimate twist in the Chelsea side.
I'm fearing it, Andy. It.
Yeah, that is quite a strange one. But yes. And speaking of players potentially moving, did you see that Marco Silva, Fulham's manager and for my money manager of the season, was spotted talking to Fred in the car park after Fulham's game against Manchester United? Now, Fred has been... I think he's got the most appearances in that Manchester United squad this season.
Yeah.
So he's been used a lot by Ten Hag. So despite some of the criticism he has previously had, although I think he's had a decent season by all accounts, I see him moving away from Old Trafford.
Well, if they go all in for Manuel Ugarte, which is a possibility, it seems that it's his preference to go to Manchester United above Chelsea.
Right.
Then at that point, you would assume that Fred would move on. But you and I, Marcus, we always talk about that legendary Fulham versus Shakhtar Donetsk game, don't we? On Roy's boys and their run to the final.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's Fulham's eventual ambition to become that Shakhtar Donetsk.
Well, that Shakhtar Donetsk went out in the early rounds of that tournament, Andy, whereas Fulham... all the way to the final.
I stand corrected, I'm sure.
Damn right. But speaking of finals, let's go back to this final. Manchester United obviously playing at Manchester City. Peter, Jim was talking up Manchester United's credentials, but with a treble, you know, on the line, you know, with potential for winning a treble. Manchester City, clear favourites for this one.
I mean, yeah, on paper they are, but I just can't see Manchester United rolling over and...
Yeah, but I'm not saying they're going to hammer them. But, I mean, are you giving it the whole, well, it's a derby game, anything can happen?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah, I do think it's a derby game, and this means a hell of a lot to Man United fans. I was at a Corker gig last night at the Etihad, and at one point, Chris Martin was reeling off all of the places they'd played in Manchester over the years, starting from the smallest pub garden to the Etihad. And he said, I played Old Trafford, and everyone booed roundly. And he went, the cricket ground. A little joke. And so, like... You forget there's still a bit of a rivalry there. There's still a little bit there.
There is. There will always be there.
I sort of can't believe that I'd ever enter a reality where this sort of thing would sound plausible, but it would be funny if Man United won, wouldn't it? To junk the treble halfway through it.
Yeah. Isn't that a remarkable thing, Jim? How, if you go back 11, 12 years, it's now... United that actually, and you said it, the last couple of times that they've played and going back a few seasons, they are the stone in the shoe of City rather than the other way around. It's so weird, isn't it?
Weird.
But I tell you what is odd though is that Manchester United, if they win this game, be a cup double, qualifying for Champions League, that's a good season.
Solved the Ronaldo conundrum as well.
Yeah, just get rid of him. That
wasn't simple, was it? Ten Hag had to really assert his authority there. He did it really well.
Ten Hag has had a blinder this season, no two ways about that. Unless they lose 7-0 and beat Watford's unwanted record or whatever.
Take the League Cup off them. That was so bad. You can't have that one.
And it belongs to Man City, this one really does. But, you know, it would take something spectacular against Manchester City tomorrow for this not to be considered a good season. But oddly, following on from what you were sort of saying there, is in the League Cup, because of the new Newcastle United owners, and I'm sorry to say this, Peter, but there were quite a few people wanting Manchester United to win that game because of that. As if there was, like, not in the purest sense of this term, but there was a slight underdog or... I don't know. There were reasons why people wanted Manchester United to win, whereas previously everyone would have been... All neutrals would have wanted Newcastle United to win that game. And in this game, there definitely feels this Manchester United underdog vibe.
Yeah.
Which is so odd.
Yeah.
And useful. And I think on the Newcastle thing, like, they've got maybe one more season before...
Yeah.
It starts getting
indeed
silly, and nobody likes you. Like, yep. I mean, they are doing their very best on the field, Newcastle United, to you know, shit house and make everyone very upset with how they play. Really leaning into the evil overlords of the Premier League. But yeah, you're right. Like, Manchester United are the underdogs in this story, and we are pulling for Man United because.
You're supporting Man United tomorrow? Cards on the table.
I want.
And presumably,
it would be funny, and they have limited, and you know, there'll be Man City fans who are upset with this. Like, that is the story, isn't it? That is the story. Man United go and spoil the party
just before they get taken over by the Qataris. One last spin, one last roll, and that's before it becomes a bit, you know. But it is odd, Andy, isn't it? How these things sort of happen in football.
Yeah.
But what I mean, looking at Manchester City, you would imagine they would play. I mean, he's got so many options, Pep Guardiola.
But the team picks the 11 picks itself.
But you think he'll go for that 11 that was...
I think it does, because I think what we've seen from Guardiola this season is that he's still a student of the game and he's happy to learn from his mistakes. He's not overcomplicating things this season. Mm. They can win games without playing well. They can win games without having possession.
And they can win games playing bloody well as well.
But they've got so many ways to get you. Mm. Oh, haven't they? That's the issue. But I think it's funny how the phrase overthinking, it's like something that has been exported. It's probably the, you know how English football phrases get exported and have been exported over decades into other countries. Pep Guardiola and overthinking, that always comes out as just you'll have in a French news report, on dit en Angleterre. Overthinking.
What other ones have travelled in English football phrases? You know, like
fox in the box.
Fox in the box. Okay, that's one.
Obviously, the French change it to
hit the channels. Hit the channels. You know that kind of thing.
Park in the bus. Is that one?
That came from.
Yeah, that was Portuguese.
That's the opposite.
They don't like it up 'em. Does that one? I could hear on El Chiringuito or whatever that program's called. but when you talk about Guardiola overthinking, he's not been doing that.
No, that's the point.
And that is that's the point. That's the problem. That's the problem for the opposition, that he's not overthinking things.
Well, maybe he's saving up some spectacular overthought for
We haven't had the finals yet.
That's why he got upset when Haaland handed out over that penalty. He's trying not to overthink, and then people are complicating things when they don't need to be complicated.
Yeah. You're tinkering, and I'm not tinkering. I'm playing my part.
You're being the canard in the bibliotheque.
I love it when you call him a student of the game, by the way, because like he will always be a student. You can imagine like if he was asked to do like a keynote speak or something,
right?
Whatever, he would stand up there and someone would ask a question and he'd be like, that's an amazing point, elaborate on that point. In fact, no, you should be here. And he would sit down and like take notes.
ChatGPT just wants data, isn't he?
It's all he wants.
Needs inputs.
That's all he wants. But Jim, Manchester United, what do we expect from them then? Because you've talked them up a little bit, understandably so. Casemiro is going to have a lot on his plate.
He is going to have a lot on his plate. I think He has played brilliantly this season. I think Marcus Rashford is going to have a big part to play in that. So I think they'll be fairly direct. I think they'll take City on. I don't think they're going to sort of surrender possession to City or anything and try and sort of cagily feel them out that way. I think they'll go for it. And I think
surely they've got to play on the break though. Like to try and match them in possession. That's just.
I think they've got to be front footed.
Yeah.
Get it up them, as you just said.
Get it up all of them.
I think it's very risky to cede possession to them in a one-off game like this.
Right.
You've got to set out your stall a bit.
Right.
And Ten Hag will have different ideas, though. He knows way more about this than me.
Yeah,
And Luke Shaw hid from Fulham, didn't he? So he's back for the match.
Did he? Is that what he was?
Yeah.
Yeah, so could be deployed in centre-half. Are we going to see Harry Maguire at all? See it over the line? Come on. Like he did in the League Cup final.
Apparently they're going to give him 10 million quid to go away.
I think that's probably unlikely.
It's the last sideshow in Ten Hag's life, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
He's dealt with so many different, quite difficult problems, PR-wise and otherwise. But he... this time round, he's
if Man United are a goal up and it's the clock is it's they wanting to get over the line. Big Hazard Maguire's coming on, heading balls away.
Retains the treble in a way.
Yeah. That's what he
came
on.
They are trying to retain a treble, aren't they?
Well, okay. The thing is, he's trying to gain a double. Okay, let's talk about the here and now.
He's an all-purpose tool, isn't he? Because I'm sure if they're a goal down going into the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. I think he's a spanner, isn't he?
Oh, poor old Harry. Well, there we are. Anyway, we're looking forward to it, chaps. It's going to be a belter. All right, everybody, let's have a quick break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Average performance, average cup tie, in that we allowed them to win 4-0.
Right, everybody, we asked on social media this week, if you had the keys to the dressing room at Wembley before the FA Cup final, what would you do? Somebody quite wonderfully said, well, record a Football Ramble preview show in there.
Yeah, yeah,
right, we I think we all had that idea, pal.
Yes.
But I won't name you. Liam immediately got in touch with us and said, get Big Sam back in there. Yeah, but I mean, Big Sam Allardyce's only game in charge of England was away.
Yeah.
It wasn't at Wembley, of course.
Right.
It was a 1-0 victory.
I'm surprised to see the statues of him in here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's very much a movable statue, though. Brian simply says, lock it. Cheers, Brian. Max says, bring in some industrial cooking equipment and get the lasagna going. Ooh, a dirty tactic.
Is that the big Wembley lasagna they were talking about, or are you thinking about the lasagna?
Well, I'm thinking about the Spurs lasagna game. Yeah, right. You used to go on about making a big lasagna over Wembley. I can't.
It was like a WhatsApp message that went round under lockdown about you know that insider kind of like army bloke who was around COVID, and he would sort of go, right, it's going to be martial law, right? It's going to be tanks in the streets, right? And this guy recorded a fake one going, only going to make a big lasagna in Wembley. It's so good. Such a good bit of work.
Sean said, deploy a whoopee cushion. That'd be quite nice to get Pep with that. Although Pep will be up. He won't be sitting down at all. Whereas Sid has taken that to a different level and just said, leave a jobby.
Oh, there's a lot of
dirty
bastard. There's a bit of anti-Wembley rhetoric in these answers. Well, I think from people over the border, I would say.
There was a lot of talk of jobbies.
Right, okay.
But they could have been a bit more classy, because if you were going to leave a jobby on the floor, like someone did at my old secondary school, put a little cocktail umbrella in it.
Nice. Those Tropicana poops are free.
Oh, exactly. Fun and sunshine. There's enough for everyone, Jim. Chris says, give them to Pitbull. Yes. Has Pitbull ever played Wembley Stadium? And if not, why not?
I imagine not.
Yeah. He seems more like an arena guy to me.
I think he probably did a capital ball or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Charlie's pointing out, yes!
There we go.
Get in there.
Tell you what, mention a Pitbull and suddenly the crowd are up if you can hear that background noise.
Yeah, I think they play... when people are going around having their Wembley tours, I think they play like the sound of a crowd.
Really?
I love it.
It's funny, though, because they hadn't played it until I mentioned Pitbull.
They're calling me for my penalty.
I think that's what it is. Graham says, a better question, what would Keggy do? Keggy's still in the bogs.
He's still
speaking of jobbies and whatnot. And Philip said, it's the weekend, unlock it and let everyone in. We do have a representative of the FA with us, so that is probably unlikely, Philip, but we'll see what
stewards.
We can do.
I reckon
we'll meet you back
like,
here at 8:30.
You know, every Essex High Street, I live in Essex now, and every Essex High Street has the same shop that sells the same kind of paintings.
Right.
And they're kind of like prints of Marilyn Monroe hanging out with, you know, people from Peaky Blinders and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I just think this dressing room could do with a bit of that.
Do you know what I thought you were going to say? Dogs
played pool.
Yeah. Exactly. They've definitely got those on the go there. Oh, dear me.
I've spotted there's an ice machine in the corner of the room.
Is there?
Obviously, it's nature's
healing tool.
Healing tool. And it's just an open ice machine. I think the losing team should be required to cry into it.
Uh-huh.
Right. Thus making a delicious salty smoothie or slushy.
Is that delicious?
And just every team every year. And they never replace the ice and it becomes this kind of like salty slush.
And so you then sculpt that.
The ice in your drink is the tears of previous losers.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that would be
quite
poetic.
Feels dangerous.
Neither of us were sure.
It's about as poetic as these kitschy paintings you see on Essex High Street.
True enough. Speaking of Essex, West Ham are playing soon enough in their final. They're currently on a training camp in Portugal ahead of that Europa Conference League final next week. What could go wrong? Their prep has involved playing golf, obviously, and spending time at a water park. Did you see the video of that?
I did.
There was a load of them on one of those little boats going round, and they were chanting Saeed Benrahma's name.
Yeah.
And I was wanting them to like get plunged into some water or something. It didn't quite happen.
I'm sure they did at some point.
Yeah.
Do you think they'd have done this if they'd got relegated? Like if they'd got relegated and still been in the Conference League final.
Ah, that would have been quite something. Do you think David Moyes was anywhere near that water park? Can you imagine him on like a big slidey thingy majig?
I can imagine he's probably got like lots of plasters on him. He just looks like the man who's got like.
He's not in the sun. He's staying out.
He's put loads of cream on
and
he's
cream,
still got burned. It happens every time. He doesn't know how. He forgets to do his temples, forgets to do his ears.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He looks quite eczema-y. That's awesome. You don't want him in you want him in that chemical foot bath before I go in.
He managed in Spain for a bit. Was that not over the winter period? Was that over winter?
Yeah.
And Sociedad's up north, so it's the lesser of the sunnier evils, I suppose.
Nice beach. It's kind of like San Sebastian's a little bit like Portrush, isn't it?
I've heard it's nice, Andy.
Yeah.
There you are, you see. Okay. Right. Let's talk about some other nonsense. Newcastle United, Peter.
Mm.
Your favourite football team.
My favourite content provider, I would say.
Yes. And they've delivered. In the form of Shola Amiobi given a sort of a crib-style tour, MTV crib-style tour, of their new training ground.
Yeah, they've got a new training ground, and it's the video. Is, you know, good PR is relatively easy when you know what the people want, and getting your youth. I think he's loan manager, isn't he? Shola.
Oh, but he is a legend.
I mean, he's terrible at it because they go north the border, have a terrible time, and never come back. It's just Shola going around the churning ground, and at one point he eats an apple, like he did, you know, little nod to that.
Lovely.
Why does he do such a sinister smile next to the swimming pool?
I know. Well, he sort of goes because he sees. Is it Matty? Sean Longstaff, I think, is in one of those ice machines, and they're just alone, him and Shola in a room, and Shola goes. Gets steamy in here, and then gives the eyebrows. It's wonderful.
Yeah, the video then cuts, and Longstaff looks terrified. Goodness knows what.
It screams. What then?
If you've not seen the video,
what happens after that?
The new interrogation rooms they've got are incredible. Like they have thought of absolutely everything.
What's that noise? You don't need to know. What
don't
that
worry
noise
about
is.
That.
You don't need to know what that noise is.
I was glad that the new owners weren't in the video because you know, like we saw them playing football on the pitch. At half-time against Leicester, they're getting a little bit more visual, Andy. And
I was coming out of the press room the other day and I almost got body-checked by Amanda Staveley.
Is that... She's
brilliant.
Is that how she behaves?
towards people involved with the Football Ramble, yes, I think. Quite possibly. Talking of crazy owners, lads, come with me to Cerici. The Lecco chairman, that is a team. It's superb, by the way. He stormed the pitch. Stormed is quite a strong word. Mm. He got on the pitch and had a walking stick, so hence storming at the weekend after his side conceded a late goal. So he got onto the pitch with his walking stick. He then got sent off, of course, because that you're not welcome. You're not one of the players.
No.
But because where he had to go, you know, to leave the pitch and sort of, you know, leave the dugout and whatnot, it was at the other side of the pitch. They had to get him a little mobility scooter. So he then sort of drove himself off. And as he was driving off, he stopped to have a chat with the opposition goalkeeper as well. It's like,
yeah,
come
I
on,
mean,
mate.
Like, mobility isn't a laughing matter, but I think,
yeah.
But I think driving a mobility scooter to the opposition goalkeeper and having a chat
that is, yeah.
is a hilarious scene. Because the guy looks
yes,
like.
Yes, let's be clear, sorry. Yes.
The guy looks like the bloke who's at the doors when Weatherspoon's owns. Like, yes. He just looks like that kind of.
Yes.
Like, he's a youngish older man, if that makes any sense.
I know what you mean.
With a sort of puffer jacket and some kind of. Is that an Atlanta Braves top or something? And chunky trainers and a walking stick. He looks good, but this is bad behaviour, Mark.
It's just not gone how we thought it would, is it?
No. With the mobility scooter, are we looking at a solution to UEFA's current time-wasting problems in major finals?
I think it's an idea.
On the scooter. I think this man is two of those little ball cars you
get.
He's a
visionary.
Yeah, just a big one.
I know what you mean about it didn't go how he thought it was going to go. Do you remember the owner of PAOK?
Do you know what I was just thinking that?
After that, Ivan Savidis coming on the pitch with a gun in his holster. He's probably like swaggering on, thinking, I'm Ivan Savidis. Check me out.
Yeah, crazy. Gentlemen... it's time to talk about Inter Miami and Fizzer.
Oh, God.
It's Friday, baby. Let me have it. Fizzer's Inter Miami take on Wayne Rooney's DC United this weekend. Andy, come on. You can get on board with that.
I can get on side with DC United a bit, yeah.
Well, the Inter Miami fans are quite unhappy at the moment.
Which
they have been for about 2.5 years, I think. They recently held banners calling for Phil Neville to stand down following 10 defeats in 15.
That's so much more polite than it would be were he managing literally anywhere in this country.
Or in this continent. Or the world. Like, it's crazy. The fans began to boo when he substituted his son Harvey Neville on against New York Red Bull.
What an incredible move. If the timeline of that is as it sounds, they're sort of chanting for him to go, and he's like, I'll bring my son on, that'll help.
Yeah, well, they'll find they surely
that'll
can't
take some salt out of the wound.
No. Well, old Fizzer responded to this in a press conference, saying, "Look, the academy players are very important here. Young players are going to be the backbone of this club in years to come." Blah 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 blah. And he said, "You know, don't have a go at them. You know, come for me, hit the manager. Don't go for one of my boys." And it literally was one of his boys.
But from that phrase, you would think he was talking about one of his players, but he's talking about literally one of his boys.
Yeah, he was like, just have a go at me, don't have a go at my son, you know. What he really needed was Roy Keane. Oh, I see, you have a go at Harvey Neville, why don't you have a go at me? Like when he was defending Gary.
The big Neville.
Yeah, it was a bit weird that Patrick Vieira was leading the boos in the crowd, but there we are, who knows, he's got a bit of time off at the moment. But Inter Miami reportedly trying to sign Lionel Messi, all makes sense to me. As a part of the deal, they would loan him to Barcelona for 18 months before he came back and played in MLS. So Inter Miami just trying to help with the narrative.
I think the key point of this, can we get this inked before Fizzer gets sacked?
Yes.
Because... like, Fizzer needs to be in charge of Leo for a bit, right?
Yeah, we just need the photo. There's not a chance Fizzer's going to be there in 18 months. We just need the photo that just reminded us it was possible.
Well, Jim, Messi apparently is leaving PSG at the end of the week.
Yeah.
Can Fizzer hold on that long? That's the big question. We need to see just some kind of clip of Phil Neville being introduced to Lionel Messi. It would be absolutely glorious. Lionel Messi, of course, like you, Peter, went to see Coldplay recently.
Well, look, we're both culture vultures, aren't we?
Yeah, I've always thought you were similar men with similar interests. But that meant, though, that he missed Lautaro Martinez's wedding in Lake Como. Presumably, Messi would have got an invite, because Martinez... he invited a lot of his Argentina World Cup teammates.
Yeah, did you see what Emi Martinez did to the cake?
Well, do you
awful
know what?
Scenes. Absolutely awful scenes.
Yeah. Did he invite him to the stag do? Because if he did, that would have been a poor move, wouldn't it?
But yeah. I think the level of disrespect...
Emi Martinez is just an evening guest, isn't he?
Yeah, very much so, very much so.
The level of disrespect here, because didn't Messi go to this concert with Cesc Fabregas?
He did.
Who plays in Como. So presumably he was in Lake Como, ready for the wedding, and he's like, I'm going to bid it off and go and see Coldplay.
Yeah.
Well, that is really an insult to the level of fun that, you know, your wedding is expected to hold, isn't it?
You could have gone to the wedding and seen recording artist Megan Thee Stallion, because she goes out with Lukaku and she was at that wedding.
Yeah.
So
do they go out? I mean, they've both been signed by Jay-Z's...
Rock Nation.
Right. So maybe... I don't know.
They were holding hands, Marcus. And that's all I need, quite frankly.
That's all we need.
Yeah. Wicked Whispers.
It's a story.
Yeah.
It's a fact. but yeah, they were there. Do you think Messi's angry with him? Was it Lautaro Martinez who missed that header right at the end of the World Cup final?
Well, he did score in the shootout in the end, didn't he? I mean,
well, and he didn't have to go with the penalties. That's why Emi Martinez was there. He's like, oh, thanks, man. Gave me my big moment, you know? Anyway, I don't know. Right, everybody, it's time for Betfair's Popular Bet Builder. Select from the most popular pre-made football bet builders using Betfair's handy app, and you can add them to your bet slip in just one tap. It's all eyes on Wembley this weekend in the FA Cup final. So that's our focus this week. Manchester City versus Manchester United on Saturday, of course. Pete, over to you.
I'm going to go for probably the easiest bet anyone's ever going to make. Erling Haaland to score at any time.
Like
I think that's probably going to happen.
Right. Fair play.
Charity Shield, demons exercised.
Jim.
Yeah, mine isn't that dissimilar to that. I've gone for Ilkay Gundogan to assist at any time. He is having a brilliant season. He is evergreen. He's been an absolutely fundamental part of why they've been so good this season, how they play, and I think there's a very good chance that he will get an assist.
Okay, Andy.
I've gone for a draw at half-time. I think we all believe that United are going to make it quite tough for them. I think City will just about get there in the end, but it's not going to be straightforward, so draw at half-time.
OK, Andy, well, I pick up the pieces there because I'm going for Manchester City to lift the trophy because they are heavy favourites for a good reason. So Erling Haaland to score any time, Ilkay Gundogan to assist any time, draw at half-time, and Manchester City to lift the trophy. A £5 bet with Betfair on that popular bet builder returns £136.64. And if we win, all that money will go to Prostate Cancer UK. That is exclusive to Betfair Sportsbook. T's and C's apply. You've got to be over 18 to get involved. And for more information on responsible gambling, head to begambleaware.org.
All right, gentlemen, on your feet. Follow me to the game capsule. the Wembley toilets.
Oh, no.
Dean Smith also says you're an encyclopedia of football.
A what?
An encyclopedia of football.
I don't know what that means.
All right, here we are. Andy, Marcus, Jim, have you ever accompanied a man from the north into a toilet before?
I have. I have, literally, at this stadium. The only time I've done this was at Wembley, as you know, before the playoff final, Middlesbrough versus Norwich, when Norwich triumphed 2-0. You were sat next to me, but before we sat down in our seats, I pissed in a bowl with a man from Middlesbrough.
It's good stuff. And it was a toilet. So
yes. And probably,
we said
both...
bowl, that could have been a punch bowl. No, it was very much tomato sauce.
It was very much the bog,
good.
As we used to call it in the 90s, and we were very accurate.
Well, when we were sort of planning to do Jack's Encyclopedia on this show, we thought, well, we need something that makes like the sound effects.
Right.
You know, the yes, the no's, the Gary Neville orgasm, but we don't have access to any of those things. So I'm just going to give you a yes or no, whether you get it right or wrong.
Okay.
But we need that 7 second sound clip of Gary doing his thing. So I thought the only thing in the room that kind of lasts about 7 seconds is this. Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
That is technology. The things that have gone down this pipe. Fantastic stuff.
All right,
let's kick things off. A simple game of categories. I'm going to give you a category. All you have to do is give me an answer that fits at the game. Do you want to sit down, Marcus? we're going to kick things off with you, Andy. You're doing the first round. Players that have scored in an FA Cup final at the new Wembley, excluding penalty shootouts. There are 29 players. Let's start with you.
Raheem Sterling.
Raheem Sterling is right, correct. Marcus?
Frank Lampard.
Frank Lampard is correct. In at number 11, Jim Campbell.
Aaron Ramsey.
Aaron Ramsey. He's done just that. Correct. That's got you, Andy.
Oh, everyone wants a bit of Aaron Ramsey, don't they? Didier Drogba.
Didier Drogba. He's done it. Marcus Speller.
Theo Walcott.
Theo Walcott. I just want to press the button for the toilet.
Jim? Alexis Sanchez.
Alexis Sanchez, correct. He's done it. Andy?
Per Mertesacker.
Per Mertesacker has done it in at number 22. Marcus Speller? Oh, yes, I get to do this!
Alex Bruce.
Marcus, I've just realised I can't stop the toilet once it starts. Sorry about that. Right. Who did you go for?
Alex Bruce.
Alex Bruce. He's not in there, unfortunately.
Oh, damn it all.
Yeah, no. Alexis Sanchez wasn't there, but Alex Bruce wasn't. So you're for us and out.
So I'm going to stay on the Arsenal vibe and go for Laurent Koscielny.
Laurent Koscielny is in there. Congratulations, Andy.
Sergio Aguero.
Oh, he's just about to press it. Oh. Just about to press it. Sergio Aguero. We are going with a no on that one. You are frozen out. Sergio Aguero has not scored in an FA Cup final at the new Wembley. Let's go with you, Jim. You just need one more to get through.
And that's going
to
be Olivier Giroud.
Olivier Giroud is there. Well done, mate. You've won the first round at Wembley. How do you feel winning a round at Wembley?
Really good, actually.
It's a big time,
I hadn't thought about that. That's great.
I can't believe of the three Hull defenders, the two of them scored in that game against Arsenal. I picked the one who didn't.
Yeah.
Curtis Davis, I think, was what I was thinking.
Yeah, Curtis Davis did score.
All right, next round. We're going to kick things off with you, Marcus, if that's all right with you. Players in either matchday squad in the 2007 FA Cup final between Chelsea and Man United, the first at the new Wembley. Players in either matchday squad in the 2007 FA Cup final between Chelsea and Man United, the first at the new Wembley. Big sides. You're probably going to pick up a couple of points here, but good luck, Marcus.
Frank Lampard,
yeah. Easy one, that one. Let's have Jim.
Didier Drogba.
He did.
Michael Essien.
Michael Essien is correct.
Petr Cech.
Correct.
Ashley Cole,
correct.
Michael Ballack
didn't make it in.
No way.
Michael Ballack was not in there, unfortunately, so Andy goes out first. Let's have one for you, Marcus.
John Terry.
He was the captain.
Rio Ferdinand
was in there, correct. Marcus?
Nemanja Vidic,
he was in there.
Wayne Rooney
indeed played. Yes.
Patrice Evra.
Oh, I'm loving this. The quick fire. Yes, Patrice Evra. No one wants to hear the toilet again.
It's the splash we get from it.
Antonio Valencia.
Oh, Antonio Valencia. He's not in there.
Oh!
Unlucky. So, you've won that round. Well done, Marcus Speller. So it's it's one all.
Feels good to get one at Wembley, doesn't it, Jim?
Marcus and Jim. I'm really hoping you get this one because the tiebreaker is really, really good. Round number three, kicking off with you, Jim. Players who have scored hat-tricks for England at Wembley, including hat-trick scored at both the old and new Wembley. 17 players
have scored
hat-tricks for England at Wembley, including those scored at both the old and new Wembley.
We're talking about unknighted players. Uh-huh. Yeah?
Jeff Hurst,
thank you very much.
Luther Blissett,
I like it. That's... He's in there, Marcus. We're going to hear some toilet in this round.
I think I might hear some toilet soon, actually. Jermaine Defoe.
Oh, I like it. He's in there. Yeah. He's in there. Jim?
Pretty sure I witnessed it.
Oh, that's impressive. I'm not certain, but Theo Walcott? It might have been away.
You're thinking away to Croatia, surely.
I've got him listed in alphabetically. He's not in the T's.
Damn it.
He's not in the T's, and that's a clue.
Try the W's.
Don't do it. Just move on.
Andy?
Harry Kane
has indeed done it. Marcus Speller?
Surely Wayne Rooney.
Surely he didn't.
Oh!
Surely he has not done that.
Not even against San Marino.
No. So, Andy, you've won this round, which means it's the tiebreaker. It's 1-0. We've got the tiebreaker. It's tiebreaker time.
It's just what you wanted, Pete.
Right. Are we ready?
We're going to start with
Andy this time because he got us to the tiebreaker. Teams that have played in 5 or more FA Cup finals. There are 22 teams. Please let me press the toilet.
I'm going to say Arsenal, so Jim can't say it.
Thank you, Arsenal.
Liverpool.
They're in there. Well done.
Chelsea.
They're in there.
Manchester United,
correct.
Manchester City, correct.
Jim?
Everton
are in there, yes.
Tottenham Hotspur,
yes.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Oh, I don't mind it. Good stuff, Marcus Speller. Jim?
Wanderers.
Oh! They are in.
Yeah, correct. Very well played.
Nottingham Forest.
They are not in there, unfortunately, Andy. I like the boldness. Marcus, can we have one for you, please, if that's all right?
Someone may have said this, but I'll say it anyway. Tottenham Hotspur.
I think Andy said
it. You've already said it. So, yeah,
okay.
So well, you've muffed it.
I buggered that right up.
Well done, Marcus. Jim, let's
Jim
have one
for the win.
So I'm going to go for Aston Villa.
Aston Villa. You know what? I'm pressing the toilet anyway for a laugh. All right? Here it go. What regal glory that is. You're correct, Jim. Ah, well done, mate.
There we go.
Jim Campbell wins. Play the victory music. It's been a great show produced and performed from, by the Wembley toilets here at Wembley.
And it's all over.
It's all over.
It's all right. Thank you very much for listening.
Bar the cistern filling.
Yes. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble preview show sponsored by Betfair, part of the Acast Creator and Network. Follow us on Twitter, TikTok, YouTube and Instagram at Football Ramble. And don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app. There we are, everybody. Thank you very much. The keys are in the toilet. The weekend is being flushed. No, the weekend is very much in full flow. Enjoy the football tomorrow. Thank you very much, Jim Campbell.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pete Donaldson.
Thanks for letting us in, Wembley.
Thank you, Andy Brassel.
Yeah, thanks, Wembers.
Thanks, Wembers. See you soon.
Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.